It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. A recent review of Richard Jones's Glyndebourne production of Der Rosenkavalier has singers, opera fans, women, men, and, well, just about everybody else on the planet outraged at critics for weighing in more on the singer's weight than the weight of their singing. In this case, the mudslinging was at the hands of Britain's Financial Times and writer Andrew Clark, who described a singer as, quote, a chubby bundle of puppy fat better suited to playing Mariandel in Acts 1 and 3 than the romantic Rose Cavalier of Act 2, albeit gloriously sung, unquote. Did he have to put that dig about the singer's shape in? He's not the only one indulging in this sexist stuff. Michael Church in The Independent wrote about a dumpy girl. Andrew Clements in The Guardian calls the same singer stocky. Unbelievable, unsightly, and unappealing, writes Richard Morrison in The Times. These weren't all about the same singer, by the way. Now, these are Brits, usually known for their decorum, at least over here on the other side of the pond. What gives with the snark? Opera singer Alice Coote wrote an open letter to the critics saying, if young singers are pressured into accepting a bigger emphasis on physical shape over sound, and this becomes any more pressured into them than it already is today, then we are robbing ourselves of the great singers of the future. If you hear a singer with a great voice, listen. Look too, but above all, listen. Ever fallen asleep in the concert hall or theater? Yeah, we thought so. Us too. Most directors and performers, not to mention fellow patrons, frown on it. But a new show that opened last week in Times Square, Dream of the Red Chamber, a performance for sleeping audience, is meant to be absorbed by a slumbering crowd. Attendees take off their shoes and doze off in beds underneath the Brill Building in the basement. Around them, cast members in elaborate costumes act out scenes and gesture repetitively as their images are projected onto screens surrounding the space. The lights are dim, the music constant and droning. The idea is for the spectacle to permeate the visitor's subconscious. Nearly 1,000 people attended in the first week, organizers said, half of them on opening weekend when one show ran overnight, lasting 13 hours. The second and final overnight performance on Saturday ran from 5 p.m. till 6 the next morning. The best is when people wake up and say, did this happen? Said the director. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts. On 89.5 KBOC, Phoenix, and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.